KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers this morning. Showers and thunderstorms more numerous this afternoon. Some of those could be severe. We'll have a high around 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping local news, an investigation into suspicious behavior early this morning in Cass County quickly evolved into a pursuit that ended with a vehicle in a ditch east of Wyota and one person being taken into custody. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Ben Bartholomew told KJAN News he was passing an SUV while on routine patrol a little after 1 a.m. today when he noticed the vehicle make a sudden turn onto a gravel road in the vicinity of 720th and Fairview Road west of Anita. When he attempted to catch up with the vehicle, it sped off with a chase traversing down gravel and dirt roads. The vehicle, a 2002 Mitsubishi, eventually made its way onto 690th Street and turned west onto White Pole Road toward Wyota, with speeds approaching 85 to 90 miles per hour. The deputy used his Dodge Charger in a pit maneuver. The move caused the SUV to enter the south ditch off White Pole Road, where it came to rest facing northeast. The chase ended around 1:20 a.m. The driver of the SUV, Denise Chamberlain of Atlantic, was taken into custody on charges that include OWI drugged, felony eluding, and other moving violations. A passenger in the vehicle was not charged. The sheriff's cruiser sustained damage to its right front quarter panel and left rear bumper area. The rear damage was sustained when the car was on a dirt road and struck several deep ruts. No injuries were reported. Firefighters from Atlantic were called to the scene of a tractor fire Tuesday evening north of town. The tractor was burning near some anhydrous tanks. The call came in just before 6 p.m. from FSC on North Olive Street. Authorities say after FSC employees completed fueling the tractor that was hooked to an anhydrous tank, a worker started the tractor and began to pull away from the fuel tank when the fire started. Employees quickly disconnected the trailer from the tank before firefighters arrived. The firefighters were able to quickly extinguish the blaze. No injuries were reported. A child scheduled to be born at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs couldn't wait to see the world and was instead delivered Tuesday morning on a westbound Interstate 80 off-ramp near Marnie, according to Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring.
There was a baby delivered at exit 51 off of I-80 and a little after 7 o'clock this morning.
That was yesterday morning. The healthy 8-pound, 11-ounce baby girl was born to Chris and Erica Bengel, who named their daughter Brinley Nicole. Westring says the couple have lived in Atlantic for most of their lives.
By the time we arrived, mother had and father had already taken care of. We were just there for support. We gave her blankets, and everyone checked to the hospital. Everyone seems to be doing fine. Baby's well.
Westring said that Chris Bengel was understandably a bit jittery afterward, but both new parents handled the situation well.
On a regular basis in the hospital is a big thing, let alone going down the interstate.
While emergency personnel were on the scene, the Cass County Communication Center provided updates from the couple with regard to the baby's progress. Cass County 911 coordinator Rob Cobbert gives a special shout-out to the 911 dispatchers at Shelby County 911 in Harlan. Cobbert said the original 911 call was routed to Shelby County instead of Cass County, which he says frequently happens in that coverage area, and Shelby County dispatchers were able to provide delivery instructions to the family and relay updated information to Cass County 911 for the responders. An Iowa State Patrol trooper was in the area, and he was first on the scene, followed by an Iowa DOT employee, the Cass County Sheriff's deputies, and other emergency personnel. Police in Council Bluffs are on the lookout for two men who robbed the American National Bank at 2650 West Broadway Tuesday morning. Officers were notified a little after 11:30 a.m., and according to witnesses inside the bank, two men entered through the front doors wearing ski masks, black hoodies, black pants, sunglasses, and gloves. One of the men had a white short-sleeve shirt over the black hoodie he was wearing. One of the men, who was dressed in all black, was armed with a black-colored semi-automatic handgun and remained in the lobby area. While the man in the white shirt sleeved short jumped the counter and removed an undetermined amount of money from the cashier's drawer. Witnesses could not determine the race of the suspects. Once outside, the suspects left the area in a silver-colored Chevy Cavalier traveling northbound on 26th Street. Within minutes, the suspect vehicle was found abandoned in the 2500 block of Avenue A. A check of the vehicle's license plates indicated the car had been stolen out of Omaha at around 1 a.m. Tuesday. The Council Bluffs Police Department is working jointly with the FBI to solve the crime. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Your tip could make you eligible for a cash reward, and you can remain anonymous. In the funeral announcements, James Larson, age 77, of Anita, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for James D. Larson will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Colin Luth, age 39, of Hancock, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Colin Luth will be today at 2 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Richard Dick Nelson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dick Nelson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Warren Becker, age 79, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Warren Becker will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gabriel Brown, age 32, of Hartford, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gabriel Brown will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joanne Krenz, age 88, of Casey, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Joanne Krenz will be held at noon on Thursday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Jeff Peterson, age 60, of Walnut, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Jeff Peterson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Haynes, age 74, of Rural Stewart, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Jim Haynes will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Esther Forsman, age 92, of Atlantic, has died. Funeral services for Esther Forsman will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Christine Henley, age 95, of Pothole, Oklahoma, died Saturday. Funeral services for Christine Henley will be Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. Wayne Mathis, age 72, of Griswold, died Saturday. A memorial luncheon for Wayne Mathis will be held Saturday at noon at Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Fay, age 91, of Knoxville, died Thursday in Knoxville. Funeral services for Evelyn Fay will be held on April the 8th at 1:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Helen Williams, age 86, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Williams are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. Cletus Ireland, age 92, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Cletus Ireland are pending at Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Marg Heminger, age 72, formerly of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marg Heminger are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.